The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. As always, we're going to start out with a little bit of national entertainment news. The Today Show's Al Roker is out of the hospital and back home, but don't expect him back on the Today Show set anytime real soon. The beloved weatherman has offered a health update and said his recovery has been a tough slog. He was twice hospitalized after a blood clot in his leg traveled to his lungs. Roker hailed his Today colleagues for visiting him in the hospital and said he's focusing on regaining his strength before he returns to work. You lose a certain amount of muscle mass for every week you're in the hospital, and I was in the hospital for 4 weeks, he said. It's just a certain amount of weakness. I'm doing physical therapy every day and occupational therapy. I've got to just get my strength back. Nominations for the Golden Globe Awards are out. These are the awards from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. The list of nominees is way too long to mention on this program, but some say the Golden Globes are a prelude to what we might see at the Oscars. No secret here, but Ellen Pompeo is about to leave Grey's Anatomy. The medical drama has been on the air since 2005. That's right, 19 seasons. Pompeo's last episode will air in February. And fans of ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd will be happy to know the two groups are going on tour in 2023. In addition to that good news, their tour, the Sharp-Dressed Simple Man, is making two stops in North Carolina. Charlotte at the PNC Music Pavilion, September 1st, and Raleigh's Coastal Credit Union Music Park on September 15th. Festivities begin with the early afternoon City Plaza outdoor musical performances and the children's celebration at 2 p.m. We're, of course, talking about Raleigh First Night. Performances and activities will continue throughout the evening across multiple indoor venues throughout downtown Raleigh. The night is capped off, of course, with music on the outdoor main stage, the famous Raleigh Acorn Drop, and a spectacular fireworks show. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Now through December 24th, it's the Nutcracker from Carolina Ballet. Of course, everyone, or most everyone, is familiar with the Nutcracker and the music by Tchaikovsky. Saturday, January 7th, it's Beethoven Lives Upstairs, and this is from the North Carolina Symphony. A madman has moved in upstairs, and young Christoph and his uncle are on the hunt to find out just what's going on out there. Explore the world of Ludwig van Beethoven with music from his greatest works, Moonlight Sonata, Pure Elise, the Ninth Symphony, and more. That's at Baymandy Concert Hall, January 7th. Friday, January 13th, the Steel Wheels, a Pinecone event. Of course, the Steel Wheels have played for Pinecone audiences as a part of the Down Home series and at IBMA's World of Bluegrass. They make their home in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, and when we're lucky, bring their tasty blend of roots, bluegrass, and Americana to Raleigh. That's Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th, Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Sunday, January 15th, Duke Energy Center, George Lopez, his OMG high comedy tour. George's multifaceted career encompasses television, film, stand-up comedy, and late-night television. Lopez can be seen in his Netflix original comedy special, We'll Do It for Half, which premiered globally over the summer. He's currently back on TV with the sitcom Lopez vs. Lopez. His performance on Sunday, January 15th, is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, Aretha, a tribute. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. This tribute to Aretha Franklin features Broadway powerhouse Kapathia Jenkins and Grammy-nominated R&B singer Ryan Shaw in a performance of Aretha's one-of-a-kind hits. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday and Sunday, January 21st and 22nd, Shen Yun Performing Arts invites you back to travel back, rather, to the magical world of ancient China. Experience a lost culture through the incredible art of classical Chinese dance and see legends come to life. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5, and of course that comes from the North Carolina Symphony. Tchaikovsky explores fate, tragedy, and redemption in this popular symphony. It's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Then Friday through Sunday, January 27th through the 29th, Mozart Don Giovanni from the North Carolina Opera. The devilishly charming Don Juan has seduced one woman too many, and on this day, the tables are turned against him. Mozart's masterpiece depicts one of the most memorable characters in all of opera. Again, that from the North Carolina Opera. It's at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, January 28th, Oak City Revolution Dance Competition. This is a national collegiate Bollywood fusion dance competition that was actually founded in 2016 as a humble vision to celebrate the Bollywood fusion community in Raleigh, an emerging area known for being culturally diverse and a strong central location for the nation's best collegiate-level dancers. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. And that's what's going on at Duke Energy Center through the month of January. Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, is up next. Thursday, December 22nd, it's Fantasia. The North Carolina native, of course, burst onto the scene in 2004 as the Season 3 winner of Fox's American Idol. Friday, December 23rd at DPAC, the Hip Hop Nutcracker. A unique and joyful holiday mashup for the whole family, the Hip Hop Nutcracker, is a contemporary dance spectacle set to Tchaikovsky's timeless music. Tuesday through Sunday, January 3rd through the 8th, it's Tina, the Tina Turner musical. Her voice is undeniable, her fire is unstoppable, her triumph is unlike any other. This new musical reveals a comeback story like no other of a woman who dared defy the bounds of racism, sexism, and ageism to become the global queen of rock and roll. Friday, January 13th, Anthony Hamilton. Born in Charlotte, Anthony is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer who rose to fame with his platinum-selling second studio album, Coming From Where I'm From. That was back in 2003, which featured the title track single and was followed up by Charlene. Saturday, January 14th, Stephen Scherer, Share the Love Music Tour. This is your chance to spend the evening with YouTube sensation. Join the Scherer family and sing along to Stephen's hit music. Grab exclusive merchandise, dance with the Neon Light Show, and get a chance to be a part of the show. Wednesday, January 18th through Sunday, January 22nd at DPAC, Come From Away. This New York Times critic's pick takes you into the heart of the remarkable true story of the 7,000 stranded passengers and the small town in Newfoundland that welcomed them. Cultures clashed, nerves ran high, but uneasiness turned into trust, music soared into the night, and gratitude grew into enduring friendships. On 9/11, the world stopped. On 9/12, their stories moved us all. Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th, Jim Gaffigan, the Dark Pale Tour. Of course, Jim, a six-time Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, producer, two-time New York Times best-selling author, three-time Emmy-winning top touring performer, and multi-platinum-selling recording artist. Jim Gaffigan, 27th, 28th of January. Again, that's at DPAC. And to close out the month at DPAC, Tuesday, January 31st through Sunday, February 5th, Cats, the record-breaking musical spectacular by Andrew Lloyd Webber that has captivated audiences in over 30 countries and in 15 languages. Audiences and critics alike are rediscovering this beloved musical with breathtaking music, including one of the most treasured songs in musical theater, Memory. And that's through the month of January at DPAC. And now it's Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. We'll start out with Sunday, January 15th, Mozart and His Contemporaries. The Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, the forgotten talents that brush shoulders with music's ultimate genius. That's a 3 o'clock performance. Thursday, January 19th, Giggly Squad Live. Join Hannah Berner and Paige DeSorbo on tour as they make fun of everything, but most importantly, themselves. That show starts at 7. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, 123 Andres Activate. Latin Grammy-winning, Grammy-nominated duo for kids and families known for their interactive, high-energy shows. They bring fresh original songs that blend Spanish and English with silly dance moves and Latin beats. Friday's show is at 11:20 a.m., Saturday's performance at 11 a.m. Saturday, January 21st, J.B. Smoove, Physical Therapy Tour. A multi-talented writer, comedian, and actor, he can currently be seen in the beloved role of Leon in the iconic HBO comedy series Curb Your Enthusiasm. J.B.'s new book, The Book of Leon, Philosophy of a Fool, based on the popular character, was nominated for the Audi Award for the audio version in 2018. That Saturday, January 21st, at Carolina Theater, J.B. Smoove. January 26th, Noel Miller. Everything is, well, messed up. Biting one-liners and topical social commentary have made him a force to be reckoned with in the comedy world. Between directing, touring, podcasting, music, and streaming, Noel's ride has been nothing short of meteoric. January 30th at Carolina Theater, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, Trouble Is, 25th Anniversary Tour. In 1997, rock and blues music fans were impatiently waiting for the sophomore release by what the press still referred to as a teenage phenom. On October 7th that year, the world finally heard Trouble Is by the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, and it demonstrated to the press and public alike that Kenny was an artist with a boundless future ahead of him. Then on February 1st, it is February 1. On that remarkable day, February 1st, 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts Ezeel Blair, David Richmond, Franklin McCain, and Joseph McNeil, known as the Greensboro Four, as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro. The restaurant refused service to African Americans. This demonstration is considered one of the pivotal moments in the American Civil Rights Movement. It's recommended for grades 5 through 12. There are shows on February 1st at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. All right, a quick look at what's going on at PNC Arena in the coming months. Saturday, January 21st, it is Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday, January 28th, Cody Johnson with Randy Houser and Jesse Robb Jr. Then Friday, February 17th, Hootie and the Blowfish with Susto. This is a pre-party show in advance of Saturday's Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series at Carter Finley Stadium. That's on Saturday, February 18th, the game. The outside game features a face-off between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals. Thursday, March 2nd is Jeff Dunham, still not canceled tour. Friday, March 10th, Kevin Ladisi, the Soul to Soul Tour. Monday, March 13th, Greta Van Fleet, Dream in Gold Tour. Friday, March 17th, Winter Jam 2023. Saturday and Sunday, March 18th and 19th, Monster Jam. And then closing out March, Thursday, March 30th, Nate Bergazzi, the Be Funny Tour. Then coming up in later months, Harlem Globetrotters, Lizzo, the special tour. And in October, Shania Twain, Queen of Me Tour. And we're going to talk about a few laughs and who makes them. We're going to start with the Raleigh Improv Comedy Club on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday and Friday, December 22nd and 23rd, Jordan Fisher. A North Carolina native, Jordan started doing stand-up comedy at the age of 17 to avoid working for his family's funeral home. Since then, he has found success in clubs and colleges across the country. His smooth demeanor and quick wit are what drives Jordan's hilarious takes on everything from his family to social observations. Thursday through Saturday, December 29th through the 31st, Dusty Slay. You can take the boy out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the boy. Dusty's observational comedy and an eternally optimistic outlook is peppered with ironies. He grew up poor. He had the love for both hardcore country and classic rock, and a career history peppered with jobs like waiting tables and selling pesticides. He's also the youngest comedian to ever perform at the legendary Grand Ole Opry. Thursday through Saturday, January 5th through the 7th, it's T.J. Miller. One of the most sought-after comedians in the world, he has been diligently working to make people laugh for more than 15 years. Friday through Sunday, January 13th through the 15th, Gary Owen. He's been entertaining American audiences for more than a decade with his side-splitting comedy, having performed to sold-out audiences in all the major comedy clubs and theaters across the country. Owen is one of America's most beloved comedians and was proclaimed by Ebony Magazine as Black America's favorite white comedian. Friday through Sunday, January 20th through the 22nd, it's Carlos Mencia, undoubtedly one of today's most popular entertainers and comics. Whether it's man-on-the-street interviews, studio comedy, commercial parodies, nationwide sold-out tours and films, Mencia demonstrates an extraordinary ability to connect with a wide and diverse audience. Then, closing out the month of January at Raleigh Improv, Friday through Sunday, January 27th through the 29th, Adele Givens. Her bold and on-point insights continue to delight and amaze her fans and peers alike. Popularity was swift with Adele, winning many competitions and securing the respect of comedy lovers everywhere. Almost immediately, fans proclaimed Adele Givens the queen of comedy. All shows, by the way, are 18+, unless noted. Okay, Goodnight's Comedy Club, Woodburn Road at the Village District. Thursday and Friday, December 22nd and 23rd, it's Rodney Perry. He calls Atlanta home when he's not traveling the country to sold-out audiences or hosting his highly popular online radio show, Rodney Perry Live. His career has opened up many doors for him, from his work as co-host of Who's Got Jokes or BET's Monique Show. Wednesday, December 28th, Michael Palatsik. Michael was named the 2018 Stand-Up of the Year by the Late Night Last Week podcast for his set on the Late Late Show with James Corden. Thursday through Saturday, December 29th through the 31st, Adam Caton Holland, a national touring headliner who was named one of 25 comics to watch by Esquire magazine, and one of 10 comics to watch by Variety. Wednesday, January 11th, it's Leah and Andrew Rudick. Leah is an actor and comedian, and her viral comedy and character videos have amassed her nearly 1 million followers and over 15 million likes on TikTok and Instagram. Now, Andrew is a nationally touring stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. One of the fastest-rising comedians in the Midwest, his comedy can be heard regularly on Sirius XM, and his debut comedy album opened near the top of the Apple Music charts. Thursday, January 12th, it's Mojo Brooks. At the start of his career, Mojo utilized Facebook and Instagram to demonstrate his comedic talent by writing and performing video skits. Some of his popular work includes mom and grandmom impersonations, which maintained his popularity because many people can relate to these situations. Friday through Sunday, January 13 through 15, it's Michael Blaustein. Michael is an internationally touring headline comedian, accomplished actor, and award-winning writer. He co-hosts a very popular podcast called Stiff Socks with comedian Trevor Wallace. Wednesday, January 18th, Helen Wildey. Being Irish and gay, Helen loves rainbows and parades. Born in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and raised in Pittsburgh, Helen weaves her experiences of growing up an immigrant, coming out to her Irish family, and still identifying as a Hanson fan 25 years after it was cool. Thursday through Saturday, January 19th through the 21st, Anthony Jeselnik. And all I can say there is Anthony's several shows are already sold out. Now, you may be able to get on a wait list as a possible. Anyway, Thursday through Saturday, January 19th through the 21st, Anthony Jeselnik. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, Kelsey Cook. She's the daughter of an international yo-yo champion and a professional football player, which made for a humor-filled life at a young age. She made her late-night debut on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Sunday, January 22nd, Ryan Brown, a comedian and writer raised in North Carolina, where he's currently based after 8 years of living and performing in New York City. His jokes combine an analytical worldview with childlike curiosity. Friday and Saturday, January 27 and 28, it's Aaron Weber. He's a stand-up comedian who is a regular performer at the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. He made his debut in 2019 at the age of 28, making him the youngest stand-up comedian ever to step into the Opry circle. And once again, special note, all shows are 18-plus, unless noted. Checking out Garner Performing Arts, of course, in Garner, Saturday, March 4th, Junie B's Essential Survival Guide to School, and Saturday, March 25th, it's Balsam Range. Again, all at Garner Performing Arts Center. Carrie, December 21st and 22nd, and again, December 28th and 29th, Motown Sound of Christmas. The town of Cary and Pure Life Theater Company joined together again to produce a wonderful Motown experience. The Motown Sounds of Christmas has a new script with new selections of Motown music to celebrate the holidays and Motown performances at 7:30 at the Cary Arts Center. That's all. That's an event in the town of Cary. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.